Good evening, everybody. You're currently tuned into CITR 101.9. It's top of the hour, 9 o'clock, and it's time to switch over to the basement. If this is your first time tuning in to the show, expect all kinds of bass music, whether it be the deeper side of things or drum and bass, dubstep, glitch hop, a little ghetto funk, pretty much bass-heavy badness and quick tempos is the name of the game. Personally, I missed out last week's show. I was at Loki Music Festival in Kaslow, where we got rained out. It became muddy, but that didn't put a damper on anyone's spirits. It was an amazing party and amazing energy throughout the crowd. So happy to be back, and I got a few artists that I want to showcase on the show tonight that I enjoyed very much so last weekend. Starting things off, though, in the background is an older one by Liquid Stranger. Liquid Stranger actually was in Vancouver last night at the Red Room, most famously known for his releases on Rotten Records, which is a Kelowna-based label put on by Excision. And on Rotten Records, Liquid Stranger puts out a lot of heavier dubstep, whereas the stuff in the background right now, also by Liquid Stranger, is more of his chilled out kind of ambient down tempo kind of dubstep, which is also released on a BC based label called Interchill Records, based out of Salt Spring Island, which is kind of cool. Anyways, this tune in the background is called Bambaclat Star, and it's off the album The Arcane Terrain.
Show shock of all. It's a brutal lyrics we need a big one. Shock of all.
So as you can tell, this is one of Liquid Stranger's more mellow, down-tempo, kind of dubstep-y tunes, which was released on Interchill Records based out of Salt Spring Island. This tune is called Bombaclad Star. And as I mentioned, Liquid Stranger also has albums out on Rotten Records, which is definitely a lot more of its heavy side. And that was the side that we saw at the club last night. Boy, did he just kill it. Also want to take a short time out to mention my sponsors, Motion Notion. Amazing festival going on in a couple weeks in Golden, BC, not too far from here. Make sure to check out the details if you haven't heard of it, motionnotion.com. It's probably more comparable to, I don't know, Shambhala or Wemph in Ontario. But for the most part, they have an incredible lineup, including like Ill Gates, The Crystal Method, Matt the Alien, Sticky Buds, Long Walk, Short Dog, like the list goes on. So yeah, big ups to my sponsors, Motion Notion, for that. And as I mentioned last weekend, I went to Low Key Music Festival, which was in Caslow, and probably the best part of the weekend was a set by Moontrix. Moontrix is starting up right now in the background. And Moontrix is a duo comprising of Nog, who is a glitch hop producer, originally from Vancouver. He was a part of the Integrated Grime Unit. He recently migrated to the Kootenays, and I guess that's where he met Mr. Mercy, who is the other half of Moontrix. And Mr. Mercy plays the guitar that you're hearing in the background. And well, as I mentioned, the set was the highlight of the festival, and it was incredible. Nog would come out with, his heavy bass lines, and Mr. Mercy would just be strumming along on his guitar, just like jamming away. And really, it was an amazing chemistry. So this tune starting up in the background is a forthcoming release by Moontrix. It's called Sunshine. And you can expect to see this one out on Really Good Records, which is a record label just about to start up by Matt the Alien. So really excited for that one. Once again, this tune is called Sunshine by Moontrix.
Thank you.
Wow, what a tune, eh? Absolutely love that one. So much heart, so much soul, it seems. And great chemistry between the two. Like I said, Moontrix had an amazing set at Loki. It was the best one of them all, just because of the chemistry between Mr. Mercy doing his live guitar business, and then Nog, N-O-G, just dropping the fat bass lines. Really, though, like, it was just fat bass lines. Because, obviously, PK Sound just did it right. Wow. So, moral of the story is check out Moontrix. They have a couple free downloads available on their SoundCloud. And, of course, watch out for their forthcoming business on Really Good Records, because we all know that that's just going to be stellar. Anyways, we're going to start up with a freebie from Ill Gates he put out a while ago on his Bandcamp. This one is called My Special Place, featuring Freedom Danish. And for me personally, I've heard this been played out countless times over the years, and for it to finally surface as a freebie just made my day. Another soulful, kind of beautiful glitch hop tune brought to you by Canadian glitch hop pioneer Ill Gates. He's actually recently relocated to San Francisco to better partner himself with Bass Nectar. And actually, while I'm on that topic, recent news is leading towards Bass Nectar and Ill Gates coming towards a collaborative project under a completely different alias. So who knows? Look out for that one. And more releases on Bass Nectar's own label, Anamorphous Music. Anyways, for the time being, this is My Special Place by Ill Gates. Really love that tune. As I mentioned, my sponsors Motion Notion are laying down an incredible festival in Golden, BC, and Ill Gates will actually be headlining alongside another amazing glitch hop headliner, Craddy, who used to be a part of the glitch mob way back in the day. But moral of the story is check out Motion Notion, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to start up with an alias, a brand new alias from a kid based out of Vancouver, most commonly known as Sub Antics, most commonly known for destroying the dance floor at MSH Sessions parties here in Van City between Fortune, 560, Gossip, whatever. Anyways, moral of the story is he's kind of, I don't know, exploring a different, deeper side of dubstep and electronica generally. So welcome his new alias, Atem, A-T-E-M. which apparently I believe is German for breathe. Regardless, he put out a free EP that you guys can all check out. So make sure to go home, you know, search Adam, A-T-E-M. Regardless, this tune starting up is called Hannah, and it's another beauty of a tune. So deep, so mellow, so soulful. I'm just feeling the heart today. Anyways, enough about that. Here's the tune, Hannah by Atom. That's a shorty but a goodie. Remember, make sure to check out Adam on his SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/ATEM official, to go and get that tune, Hannah, for free. That's part of the Gray EP that he's recently put out as a part of this whole new alias. So big ups, Keith Stewart, for those of you that aren't familiar with Keith Stewart, also known as Sub Antics, also known as Dance Floor Destroyer. Anyways, we're going to take a short break, go into a commercial, but stay with us. Here at CITR 101.9 FM.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
An exploration of sound, art, nature, and the infinite. Motion. Notion. July 19th to 23rd in a spectacular mountainous location near Golden, B.C. Check out 5 stages with 27 headliners, including The Crystal Method, Dirty Phonics, Savoy, Baron Noise, Gaudi, John Double O Fleming, Subvert, and others. Motion. Notion. July 19th to 23rd, Golden, B.C. Tickets and info at motionnotion.com.
Welcome back to The Basement here on CITR 101.9. Big ups to my sponsors, Motion Notion. I'm going to keep dropping their names because they deserve all the credit and recognition they can get for throwing an amazing festival happening in a couple weeks, Golden, BC. PK Sound is doing the sound for that one, so you know it's going to be bad ASS. Anyways, moving to some drum and bass, wake you up a little bit. Neon Steve, also at Loki Music Festival, also played a rave-tacular set. Looking forward to hearing him at Shambhala. This is his latest tune called Blindside. For those of you familiar with Neon Steve, know that he's from Vancouver Island and most commonly known for producing breakbeat kind of ghetto funk with a dubstep influence there. And this is not that. This is 100% drum and bass. Anyways, this is Neon Steve and his tune, Blindside. Definitely gets you ready for festival season. Wow, looking forward to a set at Fractal Forest. That was Neon Steve once again representing Vancouver Island. And that tune finishing up is called Blindside. You can catch it on his latest release on Bomb Strikes Records. And on that release actually is fellow British Columbian Bricks, who also did a set at Low Key Music Festival and also destroyed it. Wow, Bricks is the most ultimate turntablist I've seen in a long time. He's definitely up there with the likes of Vinyl Richie, Matt the Alien, and really the list goes on and on and on. Anyways, to keep with the drum and bass, there was a recent release put on by a guy who calls himself Netsky. Hopefully a lot of you out there have heard of him. He's most infamously known for his liquid drum and bass styles put out by Hospitality Records, which is probably one of the leading drum and bass labels in the world right now. Anyways, his first album, released maybe a year and a half ago, is called Netsky, which is his name. And this latest release is called 2. Just the number 2. Anyways, it's a fantastic album. Tons of variety, tons of diversity and tunage. Starting up is a tune called Get Away From Here, featuring Saleha Sue on the vocals. Great vocalist, smooth moving tune, good for any dance floor filler. Anyways, here we go. This is Netsky. After this, I'm going to bring it back home with some more Vancouver-based drum and bass to get you ready for Saturday night, which I have a special show announcement that I want to share with you guys, so stay with me.
Are you walking through the mirror with me? Let's get away from here.
Another smooth rolling liquid drum and bass tune brought to you by Netsky. Wow. Make sure to check out that entire release because it is absolute fire. I cannot believe how incredible this guy is. He just keeps on coming with new and incredible tunes. Anyways, that's Netsky. The tune is called Get Away From Here. And hopefully you guys dig the liquid drum and bass styles because there's an awesome party going on tomorrow night at the Backstage Lounge, put on by the Shaw DJs, which is Van City's known drum and bass crew. They've been going on for 4 or 5 years now. And, well, they like to not only bring the international headliners, but also the locals. And, you know, they like to boast that for every international headliner, they almost bring about 10 locals. And they like to put on a special party the first Saturday of every month at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island. So if you're in UBC, super convenient for you guys. Make sure to check it out. It's $6. And like I said, it's featuring the up-and-comers. The tune in the background right now is by a guy called Carpe Nectum, who is headlining the night. So he's a skilled producer. I'm really looking forward to hearing his DJ set. I've never heard him before. But he's alongside other Vancouver up-and-comers, Kid Curse and Suspect. Anyways, I'll let the tune speak for itself. It's called Kingdom by Carpe Nectum. that tune. I love the flute sample. I love the kind of, I don't know, double time kind of dubstep action three quarters of the way through. Absolutely amazing tune. As mentioned, make sure to check out the party going down tomorrow night, being Saturday, at the Backstage Lounge. It's $6 before 11, probably like 8 afterwards, featuring Carpe Nectum, who did the last tune called Kingdom, as well as other up-and-comers Kid Curse and Suspect, which have definitely been making their rounds to the big clubs here in the city. But we're going to keep on the DMB train a little bit. Keep it Vancouver, keep it local. This is a brand new release from JF Killa and Erratic. Really looking forward to their sets coming up at Base Coast Project in Squamish. I guess that's in a month or so. Anyways, this tune, Once Upon a Time, untitled, now is called Gangsta Bass. And it's a good name. It's very suiting of the tune, and especially the little vocal sample that they included in the tune. Anyways, enough about that. This is Gangsta Bass by JF Killa and Erratic. And if you're just joining me here on the show is called The Basement, and you can catch me here every Friday night between 9 p.m. 10:30 p.m. My name is Rhett Olson, going through all bass-heavy tunage, whether it be drum and bass, dubstep, glitch hop, crunkalicious badassness. Here we go. some serious gangster bass brought to you by Vancouverites JF Killa and Erratic. Like I mentioned, looking forward to their sets at Bass Coast Music Festival happening in Squamish at the beginning of August. That tune is called Gangsta Bass, and boy, is it a big one. Starting up next is a freebie brought to you by Clicks and Grasp. Grasp, also known as Grasp the Arrow. This is more along the lines of the dubstep-y sounds, so it actually is really unique in the sense that a lot of the new dubstep incorporates more massive sounds, massive being the software that's used to create these big, kind of noisy, like almost like drill, like the mechanical drill. Clicks and Grasp have come along and made a similar style tune, equally as like heavy hitting, but not as noisy, more crisp, more refined, and they have this one hook. It's very similar to a drill, but it's a little bit toned down. Anyways, this tune is called Bamboo, and it's available for free download if you're into it. We'll be right back. as mentioned, if you dig that tune and like those sounds, available for free download. Check out Grasp the Arrow on his SoundCloud. Arrow is spelled a little weird, E-R-R-O. And that's a collaboration between Grasp the Arrow and Klix, both from Van City. That tune is called Bamboo, a part of the Amalgamation EP, also available for free. These guys have been busy. Not only are they playing gigs left, right, and center here in the city, but they're also bad men at productions. And actually, a fantastic resource while I'm at it to find local shows, regardless of crew, regardless of venue, all the bass music happening in Vancouver, shahdjs.com, shahdjs.com. It has day by day, month by month breakdown of everything going on. You could literally go on tonight and be like, oh crap, there's like three things going on. WTF, what am I gonna do? Anyways, check it out, shahdjs.com, shahdjs. Anyway, starting up in the background is a remix by Breakage, done for B-Traits. B-Traits originally from Vancouver, currently making her mark in the UK as a part of the Digital Soundboy crew, which is Shy FX label that he reps over there. Anyways, this is featuring Elizabeth Troy on the vocals. This tune is called Fever. So it seems like we just encountered a little system crash. So I'm going to go into my backup here, which is Jack Beats and their remix of LaRue. A little bit of an oldie, but a little bit of a classic. If you guys remember LaRue and her tune, I'm Not Your Toy. Well, Jack Beats have come along and really made it their own and put out this ravey, ravey, ravey tune. So turn it up and here you go. Yeah. Ravey bassline monster is the Jack Beats remix. Jack Beats said Jack Beats out of the UK have a forthcoming album that's due out literally any day now. They've been tweeting about this album. They've been creating rumors about this album for probably the last year and a half, and just saying that it's almost done. Well, I'll believe you when I see it. Anyways, this tune called I'm Not Your Toy is originally done by LaRue. And we just listened to the Jack Beats remix. And now we're going to go back to our original programming before we kind of got interrupted there. I was playing B Traits, who is a drum and bass all-star from Vancouver, currently repping it in the UK as a part of the Digital Soundboy crew. Anyways, fellow crew member Breakage has come along and remixed her tune. So made this little anthem out of it. Love the piano strings in this one. So catchy. Great hook. Once again, this one's called Fever with Elizabeth Troy on the vocals. one's brought to you by Breakage, known for his deeper, darker side of drum and bass, borderline dubstep at times. Make sure to check out all of his releases on Digital Soundboy. This tune, originally done by B-Trade, based out of Vancouver. This tune is called Fever. And we're going to move along in styles a little bit. This next one is by an artist known as a violinist extremist. She's recently put out an album on East Van Digital, obviously based out of East Van here in Vancouver. She calls herself Katami. This is a groovy little number, lots of bass and glitch influences in this one, with, of course, violin. This tune is called Katami Rocks, featuring Mr. Chapman on the mic. So here we go, let's rock out some Katami.
I'm gonna rock right now, I'm Katami, came to get down. Yeah, I'm internationally known, I'm gonna rock on the microphone. You know I'm here on a mission, better just listen. With violin, I'm musical magician, Mini J here. It's a sound technician with beats prime edition, let me know my position.
She be rock. Katami na the place, she come be nice up this spot. She caught a ragamuffin pon the mic, me a chat. So when we link it up, we come in hotter than hot. And anything we bring, you know, say it a top notch. Violin it off, we play alongside the DJ talk. Now this your tune, it come be nice up the block. We come in at the place just like we launch an attack. Come on.
So if you dug that tune, make sure to check out the rest of the album. Like I said, it's released on East Van Digital, based out of East Van. EastVanDigital.com is where you got to go to check out all the details about their label, because you have to check them out. They're constantly putting out new releases, whether it be, you know, like forward-thinking bass music or original artists like Katami, which we just heard, or just, you know, break beats, electro, like, etc., etc. Take, for example, Long Walk Short Doc, probably one of the most popular performers, or rather techno performers in Vancouver, has released two full-length albums on East Van Digital, both, I think, a year apart. Anyways, eastvandigital.com is where you got to go for all your musicality needs. Right now here on The Basement on CITR 101.9, we do have to take a short break, but stay with us. Going to go into a little bit more future-based, more forward-thinking music to come.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Anta Cecilia Point, Talit Sinat Plachlo Musqueam. My name is Cecilia Point. I'm a member of the Musqueam First Nation. The Musqueam Nation is holding vigil at the corner of Southwest Marine and Hudson, and we're protecting our ancestral burial grounds, which have been approved for development. So if you'd like to come down and join us, we will be here 24 hours a day until we receive justice. You can bring food or coffee or bring flowers for our ancestors. If you'd like to donate food, call 604-649-5556. And otherwise, just come down and spend some time with us and hold up a sign and show your support. We'd really appreciate it. Thank you. Haichka.
Welcome back to The Basement here on CITR 101.9. If it's your first time tuning into the show, I go through all kinds of bass-heavy music, quick-paced tempos, big drops, that kind of thing. And of course, I like to highlight everything going on in the city and around what you can find and all that jazz. Starting up is Basement, who's from Ontario, Canada. He's recently put out an EP on Affect Records, which is based out of Vancouver, and he will also be making an appearance at the W2 in a couple weeks to do a show. So if you dig this tune, stay with me and I'll give you details about that show afterwards. For the time being, this tune is called Pitchfork, and it's by Basement. Mint, spelt with a Y, so B-A-S-S-M-Y-N-T. Anyways, here we go, a little future bass for you. Dig this tune. Off Act Recordings is doing a little, spotlight, I guess you could say. Anyways, in partnership with the W2 down on Hastings Street, Off Act Recordings is putting on a night with Basement headlining, and Basement's playing in the background. If you missed the song title, it's called Pitchfork. Anyways, Basement recently put out an EP on Off Act Records, and alongside Basement on the bill is Hexadecibel, who I'll be playing next, as well as Cure, which is label head at Off Act, and then Ryan Wells from the Interior, also putting a mark on this whole kind of futuresque, kind of down-tempo-ish, big booty bass kind of flavors. Anyways, as I mentioned, I'm going to play a Hexadecibel tune. It's a brand new release. Not really brand new, I guess, anymore, but pretty fresh release. It's a collaboration he's done with Distel out of the UK, and it was released on Tectonic Records, which is, I don't know, in my opinion, one of the most old school record labels out there as far as dubstep is concerned. It was founded by Pinch, one of the heavy hitting pioneers of dubstep way back in the day. So it's pretty big deal that a Vancouverite, Hexadecibel, got on the spotlight of Tectonic fucking label. Anyways, here it is. This is Buoyant by Hexadecibel and Distel. Love that tune. So minimal yet so effective with their big bass lines and their synthy, spacey synths. I gotta love it. Anyways, like I said, Hexadecibel is playing alongside Basement as well as Affect Records, Labelhead, Kier, and Ryan Wells. That's going down July 20th at the W2. The W2 111 West Hastings Street is probably one of the last remaining underground spots. And I say underground because it's literally underground. We're going to start to move into a little bit of a glitch hop section right now. This is a brand new release from Vancouverite Bevy Swift. He's recently put out an EP on Moody Music. Moody Music being probably the largest glitch hop label in North America right now. Anyways, this is a collaboration he's done with Frank Grimes, co-member of the Integrated Grime Unit. This tune is called Auntie Swag, and boy, does it have a lot of swag, a lot of crunkalicious in there. So turn it up and enjoy. I got some glitch hop on the way. We got 15 minutes left of the Basement, so stay with me here at CITR 101.9 FM. Swag in that one. It's called Auntie Swag by Bevy Swift and Frank Grimes, both representing the West Coast styles based out of here, Vancouver. Wow, love that tune. Make sure to check out the whole EP, as I mentioned, released on Moody Music. The release is called Monochrome. And we're going to keep on with the crunkalicious West Coast bass music styles, moving a little bit towards the glitch hop era of things. This is an oldie but a goodie, brought to you by Nasty Nasty. Great name for an artist. Anyways, this tune is called Hydra. You're going to love it, so turn it up. We'll be right back. For you, West Coast-based music at its best. That one's brought to you by Nasty Nasty, representing the vibes down south in California. Lots of glitchy badness in that one. Very, very stoked for Nasty Nasty's future releases. Wow. That tune finishing up, it's called Hydra. Wow. The next tune, it's going to be getting you ready for your party, whatever, wherever that may be for your Friday night. Wow, it's a big tune. As I keep mentioning, I just got back from Loki Music Festival, and you always recognize those tunes that are played over and over again between the sets. And this next one coming up is that tune. It was released on Mad Decent's sublabel called Joffrey's. It's called Bauer, B-A-A-U-E-R. It's called Harlem Shake, and he's in Vancouver this Wednesday. Details about that after the tune.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Harlem Shake.
Now, for me, that is like the future of bass, you know, the catchy kind of electro hook there, and then you got your fat, fat bass drums, and then you kind of got your 808 kind of roll-ups there. Really, really big tune. It's called Harlem Shake by Bauer, and that was put out by Joffrey's, which is a sub-label to Mad Decent. And as I mentioned, Bauer's hitting Vancouver this coming Wednesday, Wednesday, July 11th at Celebrities Nightclub. That one's being put on by Blueprint Events. Bauer's playing alongside Jimmy Eastack, as well as Expendable Youth, which are Vancouverites that have also gotten recognition by Mad Decent with a release on the label. So, as I mentioned earlier in the show, a great resource for all the shows in the city is shahdjs.com, shahdjs.com. A wonderful little resource, great breakdown day by day of all the events going on in the city, regardless of crew, regardless of venue. So make sure to check it out, shahdjs.com. Just trying to line up the next tune here, so stay with me. And here we go. We're heading back to Canada right now. This is brought to you by the most infamous duo, dubstep duo in Canada right now. They call themselves Zed's Dead. This is a release they actually got on Mad Decent as well. It's called Under Your Skirt. It's a catchy one, lots of booty bass in this, so turn up those subs and start shaking it.
All up a tight and all up a smart. From our tight mood, a thumb shine a wall. That thing under your skirt, that tight thing under your skirt, you know what it worth. That thing under your skirt, make me fun fun. That thing under your skirt, yeah man, work every day, Friday come give you all of the feel. That thing under your skirt, yeah, make your man not straight. You know fly, spend your week, come up here. Girl, you have a winner, why not bet on it? Whether you really want it, then why not get on it? Why you running from it when you know you really want it? It's a lucky fuck, yeah. Make your panic, young like a kid. We know what you're doing. Up and down, go around and sing on it. You know what it worth. That thing under your skirt, that tight thing under your skirt. You know what it worth. That thing under your skirt, make me pan fun. You know what it worth. That thing under your skirt, that tight thing under your skirt. You know what it worth. That thing under your skirt, make me pan fun.
Such a big tune. Once again, Zed's Dead, infamous dubstep duo from Toronto, Ontario, really making their marks. I love that release so much. I'm going to have to play the A-side for you. It's called Rumble in the Jungle, and it definitely gets you moving. This is where the point in the show where I like to sign off. If you dug what you heard and you couldn't catch the whole show, make sure to check out CITR.ca to catch the recorded version of this show and all your other favorite shows on the station. My name is Rhett Olson, and this is The Basement. Catch me here every Friday night between 9 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. Looking forward to next week already. This is Rumble in the Jungle by Zed's Dead. I also want to give one last shout out to my sponsors, Motion Notion Music Festival. Thank you guys. Make sure to check it out, ladies and gentlemen, July 19th to 23rd in beautiful Golden, BC. They have incredible headliners, including The Crystal Method. Whoa, echo, echo, echo. Wow, wow, wow. Motion Notion Music Festival. Check it out, guys. MotionNotion.com.